Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. With Monday's solar eclipse providing such a rare educational opportunity for children, schools and libraries across Long Island have scheduled programs to make the most of the event. Joy Tyrell reports on Newsday.com that some schools are dismissing students early, and at least one district has extended the school day so classmates can watch it together. Much of the eclipse is expected to occur after school hours. It'll be Monday afternoon. Some districts are distributing free glasses for students so they can view the eclipse safely. A library in Middle Country has scheduled events, including a program with the Vanderbilt Museum. Officials in the Middle Country School District have extended the day for all elementary students to view the eclipse outside with their classmates and teachers. There also will be an option for those to watch inside school buildings on a live stream. We wanted to make sure first and foremost that students knew about eye safety and how they can safely engage. And secondly, we really wanted to celebrate this exciting phenomenon, said Rachel Nambrera, coordinator of science and research for the district. The Middle Country Public Library has had a long-time interest in the study of space. The library is a member of the Star Library Network, a hands-on learning network for libraries nationwide, led by the Space Science Institute's National Center for Interactive Learning. Ahead of the solar eclipse that will darken skies over New York on Monday afternoon, the State Attorney General's office is warning people planning to watch about fake safety glasses and lenses. In a statement Wednesday, New York State Attorney General Letitia James says eclipse viewers should make certain their viewing glasses are approved by the International Organization for Standardization and have an ISO rating of 12312-2, which will appear on the frame. Purchasers also should make certain glasses are registered as Solar View brand with the American Astronomical Society, the Attorney General's office said. John Valenti reports on Newsday.com that there are serious risks associated with not using proper eyewear when looking directly at an eclipse, which is why everyone should follow guidance to ensure their solar eclipse glasses are legitimate and safe to use, said the Attorney General. Anyone finding they've been duped with fake glasses should file a complaint with the New York State Attorney General's office. The eclipse begins this coming Monday at 2:12 p.m., hitting 85% to 90% totality from Long Island at approximately 3:27 p.m. The organization that oversees athletics for Suffolk County Schools has moved all games to later in the day this coming Monday, after the solar eclipse. We're moving all of the games and making them 4:30 p.m. starts to avoid the solar eclipse, said Tom Combs, executive director of Section 11, which governs Suffolk sports. The athletic directors in each school district have also formed a plan for practices on Monday. The eclipse begins at 2:12 p.m., hitting 85% to 90% totality from Long Island at approximately 3:27 p.m. and ending at 4:37 p.m. this coming Monday. Solar eclipse viewing tips can be found on the NASA and American Astronomical Society websites. Schools in New York State may be able to breathe a sigh of relief as Governor Kathy Hochul is largely retreating from her more controversial proposals to change the way the state determines how much funding districts receive, or at least for this year. Speaking to reporters in an impromptu visit to the Capitol's press chambers yesterday, Governor Hochul indicated she and legislative leaders will likely agree to delay the more significant proposed changes to the funding school aid formula until next year. We talked about putting a process in place so by this time next year, giving everybody the notice and warning that they all asked for, there will be a different formula, Hochul said after chumming up reporters by handing out eclipse glasses and cookies. Details of the formula change, Hochul said, still need to be worked out. I'm just deciding with legislative leaders how that mechanism will work, said Governor Kathy Hochul. Vaughn Golden reports in the New York Post that the governor's remarks represent progress on one of the most heated debates needing to be ironed out between her and legislative leaders before reaching a final agreement on the state's massive overdue spending package. One of her most controversial proposals involves eliminating an aspect of the funding formula referred to as hold harmless. The provision stipulates that school districts cannot receive a reduction in state funding from 1 year to another. By removing the mechanism, almost half of school districts in New York would see a loss in state funding. The Riverhead Police Department is ramping up its enforcement to combat distracted driving from now through Monday, the department said in a press release. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the effort is part of a statewide campaign to target vehicle and traffic law violations involving the use of cell phones while operating a motor vehicle. The campaign's tagline is "Put the phone away or pay," and it is meant to remind drivers during National Distracted Driving Awareness Month of the deadly dangers and legal consequences of distracted driving. In 2001, the state of New York was the first to ban using a handheld cell phone while driving and enacted legislation in 2009 prohibiting texting while driving and using other portable electronic devices. Police advise that you ask your passenger to be your designated texter, allow them to have access to your phone to respond to calls or messages. Do not engage in social media scrolling or messaging while driving. Cell phone use is habit-forming, so do not text and drive. Turn your phone off. The New York Yankees home opener today reminds us that baseball season has begun across America, including right here in the East End, where some local boys are asking you to come out and play with them. Hampton's Adult Hardball is a 30 and older wood bat baseball league. Teams are limited to three players that are 26 to 29 years old, non-pitchers. Limited roster spots are available for the 2024 Summer League. Outdoor workouts will take place on Sundays, April 14th, April 21st, and April 28th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mashashamuet Park in Sag Harbor. Opening day is in May, playoffs to conclude in July. For further info and player registration, visit HamptonsAdultHardball.com. The first total solar eclipse to pass over New York State in nearly a century is drawing crowds upstate to where the event will best be viewed this coming Monday afternoon. But on the East End, the partially visible eclipse is also fueling excitement. Timothy Bolger in Dan's Papers reports that observatories, parks, and libraries are hosting eclipse viewing parties in the Hamptons and on the North Fork for those who are staying put and not driving 8 hours to Buffalo to catch a glimpse of the moon, blocking out the sun for a few minutes. Viewers on Long Island will still be able to see about 90% of the eclipse, which will appear more like a crescent sun, but will still require special glasses to be viewable without causing eye damage. It's almost a religious experience, said Fred Walter, a professor of astronomy at Stony Brook University, who witnessed the most recent total solar eclipse to pass over the south and west in 2017. It's hard to describe what happens when the sun disappears in the middle of the day and is surrounded by the corona, which is about the size of the full moon, and then it comes back. It really is an amazing spectacle. On the East End, the partial eclipse should begin around 2:13 p.m. and is expected to end around 4:37 p.m., with the maximum coverage of the sun expected to occur at approximately 3:27 p.m. this coming Monday, April 8th, 2024. We encourage people to take advantage of this unique opportunity, but we also encourage them to do so safely, said Southampton Town Emergency Manager Ryan Murphy, who urged residents not to look directly at the eclipse, but use the proper eyewear. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.